This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Before we begin today, please do consider voting for us in the upcoming Football Content Awards. We will be going for the Best Club Content Creator in the Football League category. All the necessary links to vote are in the description, each one counting for one vote. We all put a lot of effort into this channel, so again, please do consider voting. Thank you and enjoy the vlog.
Birmingham fans now really optimistic about the future once again, because it was a great result on Tuesday, wasn't it? A 4-1 win against Huddersfield Town. Lots of confidence, lots of positive player performances, and players coming back from injury as well, as Ricky Dembele scoring two goals in the game, which is fantastic to see. And confidence is now sky high, I think, again, with the Baggies coming to town after us beating them in the last three fixtures against them as well. It's going to be a good derby game, and hopefully a good atmosphere as well, with now the crowd being sold out for the game, as well as the Lower Tilton being open as well. And this is a real fantastic sign for us, because as much sort of as the stadium's closed and that, we want to generate like a good atmosphere. And I think that the Lower Tilton being open is going to be a great sign going forward of the atmosphere and everything. And with the game being a sellout as well, I fully expect there to be a great sort of atmosphere in the ground. And I'm really hoping that the fans can get the players up for it. I mean, I'm sure they'll be up for it anyway. The fact that a win would take us into the top six on Friday, albeit with other games around us being played with so many teams in that sort of cluster of 16 points and 15 points as well, that the championship is already proven to be so close. And you know, you're just looking for that team to get their way up into the sort of top six and make a claim for the playoff positions. And hopefully we can do that come Friday, because West Brom already are in the playoff positions. They've had a great start to the season. Carlos Corberan, the manager, you know, he's a manager that does know the championship really well. He's done well in the championship with other teams such as Huddersfield Town. He took West Brom from the relegation zone last season to real playoff contenders, only falling short on the final day. And West Brom have got some really exciting talents sort of going forward. They've got Sarmiento, they've got on loan from Brighton. Jed Wallace, a player with plenty of championship experience, as well as John Swift, you know, players that can really damage any team they come up against in the championship. And West Brom themselves are coming off the back of a 1-0 win against Sheffield Wednesday, who have just recently sacked Cisco Munoz. And it looks as if West Brom are confident in their abilities for this game. They beat Preston 4-0 as well at Deepdale, which is going to boost any team's confidence, because of the fact that Preston, you know, hadn't lost a game all season. Then when they play West Brom, they lose 4-0. So that's some statement to make. And going into the game on Friday, John Eustace sent his press conference about, you know, keeping players' heads together and really sort of making sure that we don't get ahead of ourselves too much. But as Birmingham fans, we are going to get carried away with the way we're playing at the moment, because it is just so good that we're seeing these performances at St Andrews, with the Huddersfield game on Tuesday demonstrating that, you know, we can boss games, we can dictate possession, score goals. And I'm sure the West Brom game is going to be a bit more of a challenge than the Huddersfield game, because of the start that West Brom have made and the players that they've got as well. I know West Brom had to sell a lot of players this summer, but they've still got so much good going forward and the talents that they've got as well. And I'm sure West Brom will have more possession than what Huddersfield did on Friday. And I'm thinking it's going to be a close game. I'm anticipating that we are going to get 3 points, because I'm just really hoping that this momentum can build into this international break, and then hopefully we can restart the international break in some good form, because it tends to be that whenever these international breaks come, we always seem to have some sort of dip in form. So I'm really hoping that the international break doesn't stop our momentum. We can really push forward, I guess, and stake our claim this season for a top six place. And I suppose, you know, there's a lot of people that are saying that we should go with an unchanged starting 11, and I'd be inclined to agree with that, to be honest, because the way that Stansfield led the line, and Dembele and Miyoshi operating on the wings, and Bakuna as well, and I'm really hoping Bakuna does start, because I'm sure he's going to get a great reception on Friday because of the events that happened on Tuesday. And it's horrible to see that stuff that was on social media on Tuesday about the fact that, you know, Bakuna had to report racist abuse from the sidelines. Just horrible to see, really. So I'm hoping that Bakuna starts on Friday, and I'm sure he'll get a great reception. So I'm backing a 2-0 scoreline for Blues. I'm saying Bakuna's going to score. And I'm also going to say that Jay Stansfield's going to score as well. I think he's going to play a lot of the game. We've seen Hogan being benched now for the game against Huddersfield on Tuesday. And we look so much better going forward, I think. And Stansfield's going to score a goal, and Bakuna's going to score a goal as well. That's my prediction for the game. But please let us know in the comments sort of what your thoughts and feelings are going into the West Brom game, a score prediction, and where you see Birmingham at the end of the international break, I guess. So make sure to like, share, comment, subscribe, and most importantly, keep right on.
Social Podcast Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around, you've got your McNugget share box ready to go, your mates are already booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.